All right, this special report brings you a really critical analysis of why Trump is actually blocking imports into the United States. It has everything to do with his ability to extend the time before the total debt collapse of the United States of America. I'm going to explain why. Now, I've also covered this in my new free audiobook called The Financial Big Bang. That audiobook will be released shortly, all of it free. Just download it. It's 5 chapters. You'll be able to find a link for it at healthranger.com, by the way, and also at naturalnews.com if you click on the audiobooks link up top. But it's probably easier to find at healthranger.com. Anyway, it'll be live within a week or so. But I'm releasing each chapter, one chapter per day, as part of my Brighteon broadcast news that has been going on all this week. So if you go back to my Monday edition of BBN, Brighteon Broadcast News, you're going to find chapter one in the Monday edition. And on Tuesday, it's chapter two, etc. So you can go hear it there if you want, or you can just wait for the whole audiobook to come out. Now, we've all been a little bit mystified as to why Trump is throwing these insanely high tariffs on, let's say, India, you know, 50% on India and 50% on Brazil, but he's given China a pass somehow. And every time he makes one of these decisions, whether it's punishing Japan or Vietnam or, you know, all kinds of other U.S. allies, Taiwan, we're like, what's going on? You know, Trump is harming U.S. businesses because he's wrecking global supply chains that U.S. companies rely on in order to get the parts that they need to build their products. And this is affecting us. For example, our turmeric, the organic turmeric that we sell at our store, healthrangerstore.com, most of that comes from India because India has the cleanest turmeric, whereas a lot of other turmeric from other Southeastern Asian countries is heavily contaminated with lead. That's why we're about to go through a turmeric shortage at our store, thanks to Trump and his, you know, 50% tariff on India. And people say, well, why don't you buy it from America? Well, I checked the map and I could not find Turmeric Town, USA. There was no Turmeric Town. So you got to get it from somewhere else because nobody really grows it at scale in America, okay? There might be some small producers in Hawaii, but nothing on the scale that we need. Anyway, so there's a reason for this, though. There's a reason that just became apparent to me the other day when I was studying the formula for the GDP. And GDP stands for gross domestic product. And I did not know this, or I didn't realize it, but the GDP is calculated by adding together the consumer spending and business spending and government spending and investment spending, etc., plus the dollar value of exports, but then minus the dollar value of imports. That's right. Imports deducts from the GDP. So if I'm exporting $1 trillion, but I'm importing $2 trillion, then that's a minus $1 trillion net off the GDP. Or you could say every $1 trillion of domestic productivity is canceled out by every $1 trillion of imports. Now, exports minus imports is described as a trade imbalance when those aren't the same numbers. And of course, that's the case with the USA. So the USA has very strong trade imbalances with countries such as China, obviously, and really most countries. And as a result, all those imports are taking away from the GDP. Well, why does Trump care about the GDP so much, where he would want to block imports in order to help the GDP look bigger? The answer is because of something called the debt to GDP ratio. The debt to GDP ratio is just like it sounds. You know, you have right now debt in the U.S. of what, $37 trillion, roughly, give or take. And you got a GDP of, I don't know, something like $30 trillion. Roughly, the debt to GDP ratio is something over 120%. and climbing. I'm just using round numbers here off the top of my head, but you can look up the actual numbers if you want. But those are pretty close. So throughout history, anytime a nation has seen its debt to GDP ratio cross over about 125% or 130%, that nation has suffered an economic collapse. One reason is because nobody wants to buy the debt of a country that has that much debt, according, you know, ratioed to its GDP. Because foreign investors ask the question, well, how can this country pay back that much debt? The debt's too large for the size of that country's economy. And you would typically see these kinds of problems in countries that were much smaller than the United States and were having severe, severe economic problems, like Lebanon or, you know, Venezuela or in previous years, you know, Zimbabwe or Thailand or whatever, right? Lots of examples of this. Well, right now, the debt to GDP ratio is so high for the United States that a recent Treasury auction just this week failed miserably. It could not find buyers for the, what was it, $72 billion that they were trying to auction off in order to raise operating funds for the United States government just to make it through the rest of this year. I mean, actually, $72 billion doesn't last the rest of this year. They need a lot more money. They're trying to find buyers of Treasury debt. And this is going to be increasingly difficult if the debt to GDP ratio continues to worsen. So, by blocking imports, listen carefully here, by blocking imports, basically running an economic blockade against the United States of America, Trump can, in effect, manipulate the GDP to look higher, which lowers the debt to GDP ratio. And the more imports he can block, the better that ratio gets, which means foreign investors are willing to buy more treasury debt at lower yields, which makes servicing that debt lower cost for the United States. It kicks the can down the road on the U.S. debt Ponzi scheme a little bit longer, you know, giving the Trump administration a little bit more runway before the total debt implosion happens, which it will. It's just a question of when. Now, this maneuver of blocking imports to the United States in order to improve the debt to GDP ratio, this is kind of like strangling yourself because you know, somebody farted and you don't want to smell the farts, so you strangle yourself with your hands around your own neck, right? At first, you might think, wow, there's a benefit here, not smelling the farts. And then before long, you probably realize, wait a second, no air, gonna have to breathe, right? So a lot of these supply chains are like air to U.S. businesses. The U.S. companies have to have that air in order to function, automobile manufacturers in particular, but many other types of manufacturers and all kinds of companies, including big tech and all the data centers that Trump is bragging about. Well, how are you going to build the data centers without copper and aluminum and electronic components, telecom components, microchips, and all these other things that Trump is slapping insane tariffs on in order to block trade to the United States, right? So you can briefly improve the debt to GDP ratio, but before long, you run out of air and your economy is gasping for air. Your economy is being suffocated because of the broken, wrecked supply chains. That's exactly what Trump is doing right now. So the longer term implications of this are that it will lower the GDP, right? Or it will, let's say, pause the growth of the GDP. Meanwhile, the debt's continuing to get worse anyway. So in the long run, the debt to GDP ratio is going to get a lot worse. But in the short term, which is where Trump is focused, a lot of short-term strategies here that will have long-term bad consequences. But in the short term, yeah, he can make the numbers look a little bit better, and he can maybe renegotiate a lot of the Treasury debt with current debt holders, such as Japan and China and the EU. And of course, one of his strategies is that he hopes to renegotiate the conversion of 10-year Treasury bonds into 50-year bonds to push the problem down the road for a few decades. I don't know why any country would accept that deal. It seems like financial suicide, but whatever. Maybe he'll bully the EU and von der Leyen into doing something else incredibly stupid because she seems to be very open to that. Now, I cover all of this in much more detail in my book, The Financial Big Bang. And that book, especially Chapter 2, you need to listen to Chapter 2. Chapter 2 describes the gold revaluation strategy that Trump is apparently about to invoke, like within the next year, almost certainly, that's going to revalue gold and thus generate potentially trillions of dollars that gets deposited into the Treasury General Fund by the Federal Reserve. So by revaluing gold, they can create trillions of dollars out of thin air, basically. And they can use that to improve the debt to GDP ratio by bringing down the debt. So you see these two strategies being used at the same time, that is revaluing gold in order to raise trillions of dollars to service the existing debt, plus blocking imports in order to improve the GDP number. That those two things together will dramatically improve the debt to GDP ratio, possibly bringing it down below 100%, at which point there are a lot more international buyers that are willing to hand over money in exchange for treasuries. Now, what I explain in my book, The Financial Big Bang, which you absolutely need to listen to, if you want to understand what's about to happen, you got to hear that book. And again, especially Chapter 2, because Chapter 2, at the end of it, about the last, 30, 40 minutes, whatever, I give you the Federal Reserve documents. I walk through the so-called Bitcoin Act that has the exact language of how this would work. I talk about the Fed's notes article by Colin Weiss. And I link to other things that show you, including the Federal Reserve training manual for its own employees, that tells you how this works. How the Treasury creates, out of nothing, gold certificates that are claims to the value of the gold that the Treasury says it holds, which is 261.5 million ounces of gold. That's a lot of gold, if they have it. And then the Treasury, in exchange for those gold certificates, creates, just digitally, creates an entry of trillions of dollars, depending on the price of the gold, trillions of dollars, and it deposits that into the Treasury General account. And then the Treasury can use that for whatever it wants, such as paying down the debt, paying interest on the current bondholders, etc. Now, you need to understand that for every $4,000 of value that the government declares gold to be, this will generate $1 trillion in essentially free new money for the Treasury. And the only reason this is possible is because gold is currently statutorily valued at only $42.22 per ounce. And it's been that way for decades. And the current market value of gold per ounce is, $3,400 plus. So that's a huge difference. But the government could even declare it to be much higher, like $12,000 an ounce, which would generate $3 trillion, roughly, in money for the Treasury. And if the government valued gold at $24,000 an ounce, well, that would generate about $6 trillion. Now, $6 trillion, now we're talking. Because if the total debt is $37 trillion, and if you manage to clobber, let's say, $6 trillion off of that, what is that, about one-sixth of the debt that you have erased right there? So now you have brought the debt to GDP ratio down, very close to 100% just with that one maneuver right there. And then there are other maneuvers that Trump is attempting to pursue that I also cover in my book, The Financial Big Bang. So these are the mechanisms that we need to understand. Trump, of course, is not talking about any of this publicly. Lutnick, Bessent, Powell, none of them are talking about this. Powell may not even agree with going along with it, so he's going to be replaced anyway. The next person to come in is going to do this, I believe. It's clear. But they're not going to tell you about this plan. They're just going to spring it on us one day. you're going to wake up and gold has been revalued, you know, to some much higher number. And then whoever holds gold is going to be instantly much wealthier. And whoever doesn't hold gold is going to be instantly much more impoverished. Why? Well, because this is going to have a devaluation effect on the dollar that's going to be quite significant. And it's going to cause inflation. It's going to cause increase in pricing of commodities. It's going to cause silver to go up too. I even asked David Morgan about that, and he gave me a detailed answer. So the bottom line is, if you want to stack gold and silver before this event happens, you have a narrow window of opportunity to do it. Maybe a year, maybe 9 months. It's not clear exactly, but it's something around that is what it looks like. My trusted sponsor on gold and silver can be found at metalswithmike.com. And that's Battalion Metals. And it's the same company, the same group, as the Treasure Island group that I've been working with for many, many years. High integrity, high trust. They don't play games. They don't run bait and switch operations. They don't sell you weird coins that nobody wants. It's all high integrity, bonded, insured, discreet, everything. Contact them if you want to get some gold and silver. Metalswithmike.com is the URL that will get you to their website. And if you use discount code RANGER on your order, that will save you the shipping insurance cost, the waive that on your order. So take advantage of that if you think gold and silver are right for you. Now, just as a disclaimer, I can't guarantee what Trump is going to do. I mean, I don't even think Trump's own mind knows what he's going to do some days. So there's always a risk that they may not pursue this plan, or they may choose a different price for gold, or it may take longer, or there may be World War III before this happens. I mean, we don't know. There's a lot of stuff that could happen. So there's no guarantees. So I encourage you to do your own research. I strongly encourage you to listen to my book, because the book gives you the links to the Federal Reserve documents and the Congress.gov document and other documents, so you can do research on this and you can confirm everything I'm saying and you can decide if it makes sense to you. So definitely do your research on this, and then if you agree that gold is going to be revalued, then you'd be crazy not to want to accumulate gold before that happens, because that's a once-in-a-lifetime event. I'm getting ready for it. That's for sure. I know a lot of wealthy people are getting ready for it. Why do you think they bought all that gold and brought it back from London earlier this year? I mean, massive amounts of gold. Why? Because they're about to do this. And whoever has the gold, you know, makes the rules. I mean, whoever owns the gold, if you've got the gold in your possession, then you're going to benefit from this, if it rolls out as we think. But we'll see. Until then, stay informed. Thank you for listening. You can catch more of my interviews and podcasts at brighteon.com. I'm Mike Adams. Take care. When you're ready for the cleanest, most nutrient-dense foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements, personal care products, do yourself a favor, do your health a favor, and shop with us at healthrangerstore.com. We have our own mass spec laboratory where we do our own in-house testing for heavy metals, for glyphosate, for bacteria, yeast, and mold, and E. coli, and salmonella, and so much more. We do more extensive testing for the cleanliness and the authenticity of foods than any other company that I've ever heard of. And you can get all of this right now, the cleanest, most nutrient-dense foods at healthrangerstore.com, plus all these amazing categories. We've got personal care solutions for you, from toothpaste and shampoo and body soap to preparedness items such as freeze-dried fruits and superfoods in number 10 cans that are sealed and good for very long-term shelf-stable storage. We've got home care products such as cleaning concentrates and laundry detergents, automatic dishwasher detergent, and so on. And of course, we never use fragrance chemicals. We never use artificial dyes. We never use fillers or garbage or anything like that. Nearly everything that we sell is certified organic and non-GMO. And even our vitamin C is non-China vitamin C, non-GMO vitamin C. So shop with us. You'll be glad you did. And we have freeze-dried tart cherries available right now in number 10 cans and in pouches. And those are delicious. You can eat them like snacks. You'll love those. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for supporting us. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.